With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. This weekend, Michigan's Poet Laureate will speak at a couple of public events in the Capital Region. For WKAR's weekly series, Inside the Arts, I talked with Melba Joyce Boyd. Let's start by talking about your visit to the East Lansing Public Library on Friday the 14th. What are your plans for that event?
Well, it's my understanding I'll be reading with other Lansing poets. I know it'll be standard kind of fare, and we'll all read our various selections. And I never really know ahead of time what I'm going to read. But I also like to read at least one poem by another Michigan poet who is no longer with us, just as a point of educating the audience and also making a point that we should be very appreciative of our very rich literary history in the state.
Have you made a choice for that yet? Which poet you'll read?
Actually, no, I have not. I was working on a poem for inclusion in my next book, which was a poem I wrote for Naomi Lon Madgett, who was a Detroit Poet Laureate for many years and was a English professor at Eastern Michigan University and one of my mentors. So it's a good chance that I will read that piece. It's a tribute piece to her. And she was a champion of the arts in Michigan. And so, and one of my mentors. And so I probably will read the Naomi poem. And now that I've talked about it, I'm sure I will.
You mentioned mentoring, and that's kind of what I gather you'll be doing on Saturday with the Lansing Poetry Club. Tell me about that.
Well, I pretty much let you know, the group, whether it's students or it's a club or whatever, I let them take the lead, and then I sort of respond. Sometimes they're interested in me talking about my various experiences, motivations, strategies for writing, strategies for getting published, for example. And they may want to read some of their own pieces for me to listen and respond to.
We're talking with Michigan Poet Laureate Dr. Melba Joyce Boyd. And often when we talk with the Lansing Poet Laureate, Rulaine Stokes, we ask her to read us a poem. And I've asked you to do the same thing. So tell me about the poem you've chosen.
The poem that I'm about to read is a poem I wrote some years ago in response to the death and then of Trayvon Martin, a young man in Florida, who was killed. Just a really, really bizarre and unfortunate situation. He was his assailant was acquitted of all charges, and I was so overwhelmed that he was acquitted because I could not believe the evidence was so overwhelming. And so what I do oftentimes is in those instances, I have to write it out. And the title is taken from a statement that President Barack Obama made. So the poem is entitled, "It Could Have Been Me."
Dr. Melba Joyce Boyd with "It Could Have Been Me."
"If I had a son, he would look like Trayvon," President Obama said. "He is handsome, skin the color of coffee, cream, and cinnamon. Slight of build, with a physique yet to become, Trayvon is shrouded under hooded mists and shadows of white guilt. Grasping for fists, armed with a package of rainbow-colored candy, he is stalked while striding across grounds of a gated compound, targeted by imaginary fears enforcing Americanism. How does Trayvon stand his ground when he steps beyond borders of the reservation? How does this youth walk away from death aimed at his back? What can a black boy do when the man with a gun comes? It could have been me," the president said. "It could have been me."
Dr. Melba Joyce Boyd, an honor to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. Dr. Boyd will speak Friday at the East Lansing Public Library at 7 p.m. and Saturday at the Library of Michigan starting at 10 a.m.